This is 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. Now it's time for our new segment, My Voice. This week, our topic is race and ethnicity, but unlike Facebook posts or cable television, you won't hear any shouting or arguing. We're offering the perspectives of five of your Michigan neighbors of diverse backgrounds. We've heard from people who are Asian, white, and multiracial. Today, the perspective of a Latina. WKAR Digital News Director Reginald Hardwick asked Clara Martinez, an AmeriCorps Vista and dance teacher in Dallas, three questions that he's also asked our other panelists.
My name's Clara Martinez. Chicana is my ethnic group, and I was born in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
What was your first memory of learning you were different?
When I was 9 and we moved to San Antonio, Texas, and I was going to a northeastern school district, in that particular side of town where there were predominantly large white families and large white groups of people, I was considered Mexican or brown, and I was called a racial slur, and I went home and told my parents about it, and I didn't really understand why that happened. And then in the summer times when school was out, I would go to, you know, YMCA camps or different camps in downtown San Antonio where it was a predominantly Latino scene, and I was considered white amongst the Latinos. So I realized then that on one side of town I was brown and on the other side of town I was white. So I had to go between these two places.
What do you think is the least understood about people of your ethnic background?
In the Midwest, because there are lots of white Americans here and a lot of African Americans, and the Latinos that you do meet, everybody assumes are Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican. Nobody takes a moment to understand that you don't have to be tied to a region or a country other than this one to be considered this particular group. And I think the most tangible example of that is that everyone tries to identify something about your culture with food, right? Because that's the most depth that they've put into trying to understand who you are as a person. I would say in the Midwest, sometimes people don't always make the distinction between, you know, someone might be Puerto Rican, that doesn't mean they eat Mexican food all the time. Or someone might be Chicano or Chicana, but that doesn't mean they eat Peruvian food all the time, you know? So I think it's just sometimes it's the most tangible thing people can see, and they don't spend any further time trying to understand and going deeper into knowing who you are within your own group and as a person. As a, you know, second generation Chicana, not everybody in my generation is bilingual, and I understand a lot of Spanish, but I don't speak a lot of Spanish. So intergenerationally, there are some large differences too about how we communicate. And so people might assume that I speak really eloquent Spanish when really I am pretty timid about it sometimes.
What makes you proud of your ethnic background?
Who I know my family members to be and the experiences that we have as a large family. You know, my mom is, she has one sibling and my dad is one of 11. And so we always had really large gatherings, and the demeanor at those particular gatherings and when we go to other families' gatherings are always very respectful. And while they're lively, they're also very appreciative of their own culture and having the time and space together. And I feel like that is really unique to being Chicana or identifying as Chicana or Latina, is that you spend the time, you're present in the room for those experiences together.
Again, as we've said with other panelists, this was Clara Martinez's own view of being Chicana or Hispanic. She was not speaking for everyone of her ethnic background. Go to the WKAR News Facebook page to share your own views on race and ethnicity. Tomorrow, the viewpoint of a young man from Detroit. Join us for My Voice tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m. on All Things Considered, here on 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station.